Elders of the Battle Creek Church, St. Helena, California, July 17, 1906. To the elders of the Battle Creek Church, dear brethren, those who are charmed with the pleasing scientific sophistries of Satan do not know that they are deceived. Neither do they realize that they are working after the order of the enemy to draw away many souls from the sure word of Christ. Men whom God has greatly honored as his physicians have turned away from the truth that shall stand as long as the heavens endure, and have accepted false doctrines. Those who have refused the warnings given are not to be looked upon as safe guardians for our students. I am instructed to have no controversy with them, for those under the influence of rebellion would be tempted to take up anything I might say, and warp, and twist, and falsify the statements I should make. If the one who claims so much in connection with the medical missionary work had always given God the glory in the place of receiving the glory to himself, and exalting himself, and following his own judgment, the salvation of God would have gone forth from the work with which he is connected as a lamp that burneth. Had he walked humbly with God, the Lord would have given him continually increasing skill and understanding, and would have greatly honored him as his chosen physician. But this course of management was often directly contrary to the expressed will of heaven, and thus he dishonored God. I have not led him in this way, the Lord declares. He was chosen as my physician. I own him as such no longer, for he greatly dishonors my name before the world, before angels, and before men. And those who, after knowing his rebellion and bitterness, have honored and glorified him, I have not honored. Unless they change their attitude toward him, they will depart from my guidance more and more. Truth, eternal truth, will bear away the victory. May God deliver his people from scientific sophistries and the underworkings of those who are deceived by the enemy. The work to be done will not be advanced by the help of any such spirits. The work of God will not be entrusted in their hands. God does not acknowledge the need of the theories of false science to forward his sacred work. There is need of men being learners as well as workers. A calm, truthful, loving agency will handle difficult problems after Christ's order and bear no signs of intrigue and deceptive, disguised working. Often, prompt, determined measures under Christ's leadership will bear away the victory. All who have been truly converted will advance as Christ leads the way. But when men think that through deceptive movements and through the help of lawyers they can carry their own way, the Lord Jesus says to them, as he said to the Pharisees and lawyers when upon this earth, "Woe unto you, Pharisees, for ye love the uppermost seats in the synagogues and greetings in the market. Woe unto you also, ye lawyers, for ye laid men with burdens grievous to be borne, and ye yourselves touch not the burdens with one of your fingers." Luke 11:43-46. Christ, who wept over the impenitent nation that claimed to be his people, showed that ungodliness could have no part in the kingdom of God. A dependence upon professional, worldly lawyers, instead of upon God, is a denial of our faith and has a weakening influence upon true believers. I have a message. When the church is walking in the path of righteousness, they will not lean on the arm of the law in their business transactions, for this would be appealing to worldly elements and would dishonor God. Christ has not given the least encouragement to underhand dealing in any line or to any system of robbery whereby the church will be deprived of her rights. The books of heaven will astonish men in the day of judgment, in the revelations of deception and intrigue and injustice therein recorded. Brother Highland Butler was an honest, true, Christian man, but he has become linked up with men whose influence has led him to refuse the counsel of God. He has been deceived and misled, and has become confused. His faith today is leavened with error, and he will lose his soul unless he accepts the truth that he cherished in former years. That which confused Brother Highland Butler's mind has exerted a baleful influence over many other minds. The Lord has been greatly dishonored. Men who have had a genuine experience in times past are now acting as men who are dazed, asleep to their danger. The enemy has been sowing tares among the wheat. Men have been faithfully warned of their peril, but they have refused to accept the testimonies of warning and have failed of seeing the dangers surrounding them. Their faith has become no longer assurance. The stealthy work of the enemy has come in and spoiled their faith and Christian experience. Elder Jones, strong in his own strength, mingled with the men who were out of the way and soon became confused himself in the faith. He has seemed to give no credence to messages I have sent him, warning him not to sustain the ones whom he has sustained. When it was proposed that the old Battle Creek College should be reopened in order that the helpers of the sanitarium might have many educational advantages, the Lord signified plainly that Battle Creek was not to be made a great educational center, but that the schools in each Union Conference should be strengthened. The Battle Creek College had been removed for a purpose, and this purpose was not to be thwarted by the plans of men. Brother Jones argued that the proposed reopening of the old Battle Creek College was merely a temporary arrangement to meet a seeming necessity. He did not seem to realize that God is able to provide acceptable ways to meet all such necessities. Notwithstanding the cautions I gave him, Brother Jones went to Battle Creek and helped to carry out the plans for doing a great educational work in Battle Creek. Everyone who has united in this movement will, not long hence, have to meet results the responsibility for which he will not care to have rest upon his soul. At the meeting in Fresno in 1902, Brother Jones humbled himself and professed to be converted. But the sentiments expressed in the pamphlets he has recently issued reveal that he is developing a spirit under a leader that will disqualify him to act any part in connection with our conference. The time has not come for me to say all that I might say, but the last pamphlet leads me to say some things. Brother Jones has consented to become the mouthpiece of Dr. Kellogg. He is under the control and influence of another mind. I have no confidence in his profession to believe the testimonies. Last night I had some things presented to me that will be presented when the right time comes. Jones has lost the power of the third angel's message because he is losing the true message out of his heart. He may advocate the truth, as did the Jews their sentiments, but the Holy Spirit is not with him. He has lost the power of the Sabbath. He is not counted in the sight of God as one who has kept his covenant with God to obey his commandments. The conversion he had at Fresno needs to be repeated, and the work must go deep. Until his whole nature is transformed, he cannot be accepted of God as one to bear the message. He knows not what spirit he is of. I am now instructed that I am not to be hindered in my work by those who engage in suppositions regarding its nature, whose minds are struggling with so many intricate problems connected with the supposed work of a prophet. My commission embraces the work of a prophet, but it does not end there. It embraces much more than the minds of those who have been sowing the seeds of unbelief can comprehend. In response to the enemy's work on human minds, I am to sow the good seed. When questions suggested by Satan arise, I will remove them if I can. But those who are picking at straws had better be educating mind and heart to take hold of the grand and soul-saving truths that God has given through the humble messenger, in the place of becoming channels through whom Satan can communicate doubt and questioning. To allow images of straw to be created as something to attack is one of the most unprofitable things that one can engage in. It is possible for one to educate himself to become Satan's agent in passing along his suggestions. As fast as one is cleared away, another will be proffered. I have been instructed to say, "The Lord would not have my mind thus employed." I have written something on the meaning of the words I, we, and us in the testimonies. This point is, as it were, a man of straw, set up in the imagination of some who have been sowing tares. It would be better for some had they spent in Bible study the time that they have spent in seeking to undermine confidence in the testimonies that God has given. It is time for weak, sinful men to humble themselves in the dust. More and more I shall present the message to the people in Scripture language. Then, if exception be taken by anyone, his contention must be with the Bible.